It is Come Together by Aerosmith, bringing us to 23 minutes past six, and we continue with the day's top business news, now focusing on Telkom withdrawing its cautionary on government's share sale as a result of government's consideration in possibly reducing its shareholding at the time to help fund the SAA bailout, it was alleged. Telkom now says it's withdrawing that notice because it is not aware of any current decision taken by government in this regard. Telkom's analyst at Africa Analysis, Dobek Pata, joins us for this discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thank you very much. And good evening to all the listeners.
First, is this a good enough reason for Telkom to withdraw its initial notice?
Well, it is. I mean, the notice was initially issued because there was a potential for government disposing of some of its shareholding in Telkom and most likely to the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, that and that seems to have been put on the back burner. So in such instances where that particular potential event effectively comes that doesn't come to pass and disappears from the horizon, so to speak, then it is reason to withdraw the cautionary.
That said, Telkom maybe would it be fair to say that they acted in haste from the onset?
Well, it's I think as soon as you realize that there is something happening in the background, and Telkom would have been privy probably to discussions between with the government, would have been involved. You know, when government decides to, as a major shareholder in Telkom, one of the key shareholders, to sell, it would have obviously have taken up that discussion with Telkom itself. And in such instances, if you as a company listed on the stock exchange are aware that something potentially may transpire in terms of mergers and acquisitions, then you need to advise your shareholders according to the JSC regulations. So if you're found to have been privy to such information and not issued some sort of a cautionary into the market to make traders and your shareholders aware that something may be happening, certain steps are being taken in the direction of disposal of shares by one of the key shareholders, then you could be held liable for withholding such information.
Does this then mean there's no longer worry over government's intention with its stake in Telkom, especially around matters that are currently happening with the PIC, the SAA bailout, now that we have clarity on where the funds for the SAA bailout have come from? What's there to be said in that regard?
Well, I'm not sure it's necessarily a worry. I suppose it depends on your point of view. If the government share or some of the government portion of the government share were disposed of by the government, it could go to an investor that potentially could be more suitable to Telkom. Let's say an outside operator, larger operator that could further support Telkom in terms of technology and strategy and funding going forward. But even if the stake went to the Public Investment Corporation, then it's not necessarily a worry. It's just that the Public Investment Corporation itself does not necessarily want to be overexposed to Telkom, and it would unbalance its overall portfolio in terms of its shareholding in ICT companies, so telecommunications and IT services companies, aggregators, for instance, in this market. I'm not necessarily sure that, that this should be linked to what is happening at the PIC or what the speculation is in the market in terms of capturing the PIC by the government. I think from the point of view of the SAA, the government obviously made about 3 billion rands available, which effectively is a short stopgap maneuver in order to stave off some of the lenders and pay off the immediate loans. But as the government itself indicated, it needs probably 10 billion rands to fund the SAA, and SAA's debt is even greater than that. So we need to find other government, we need to find the money somewhere, or we need to look at other options of disposing of the SAA, finding, if possible, a potential buyer for the airline itself. Because obviously, I think that the way the SAA corporation is carrying on is unsustainable at this point in time. So something does need to happen. The question is, even if the government sells a stake of 10 billion rands in Telkom and puts that money into SAA, is it going to be a solution? So that's probably also a consideration that's being taken into account at government levels.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Telecoms analyst at Africa Analysis, Dobit Pata, speaking to us about Telkom withdrawing its cautionary on government's share sale.